front shields on.
Front shields on.
Krill tray in position.
In position.
Booster one.
Booster one.
Booster two.
Two.
Booster 3.
His mission, to gantly go where no hand has set foot, to explore great music, to read the weird and wacky news, and to put a smile on the face of the whole human race. It's Stuart Huggy Hughes,
the Jurassic Ghost Super Jug.
Hey, it's the springtime show. Good day to you. Here's Mark Chestnut and the Old Flames. They got new names.
I left town 2 years ago and moved on up to Idaho, but swore that I'd be back again, pick up where I left off, old man. Left behind some lovely ladies, grown up sexy Texas babies. I got back in town tonight, anticipating much delight. I pulled out my black book and called up my old lovers. Well, I got 5 newlyweds and 2 expected mothers. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. Here we go. Sexy little dirt road sport is now called Mrs. Davenport. My pretty little black-eyed Susie's now Miss Susan Vanderhoosie. Rosie, who couldn't blow my mind, is Sister Rose on Channel 9. The wildest lover of my life is now a federal judge's wife. But they don't want to recognize this old familiar face, and I'm just a bad reminder of their wild and woolly days. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names.
Hey! Yeah, what a way to start the show. Mark Chestnut for you there. And the Old Flames, they've got new names. Hey, how you doing? It's the springtime show. It's Huggy here with you for the next hour, or just under an hour now. And then, oh my word, they're already out there. It's your number one community radio station, that is. And each and every week we do it. We lay down a pound of sound, some great new music around. You'll be hearing some of that. And, of course, mixed in with some old stuff. Like our next track, which comes from Martha and the Muffins. I bet you remember this, don't you? As soon as you say Martha and the Muffins, everyone says, oh, yeah, Echo Beach. That's the one. And after that, we've got something new from Lamal and A Horse With No Name.
Helps me pass the time away is knowing I'll be back at
You're listening to Huggy's Springtime Show on your favourite community radio station.
Sand and hills and rings. The first thing I met was a fly with a bun and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name.
Cracker that is, isn't it? Lamal and the old American number, A Horse With No Name. I'll tell you what, there's so many different artists have got music out now that little feature we have, the 60s to the up-to-date 80s, we could have had so many of them. And there's one, for instance, Lamal. His newie, A Horse With No Name. Could have picked out something old from Lamal, couldn't we? Never-ending story, I suppose. But anyway, how are you? COVID-free? Yes, oh, that's good. And flu-free? Yes, brilliant. It's your number one community radio station, that is, with yours truly, Stuart Huggy Hughes. Each and every week, as I say, laying down a pound of sound, your Jurassic Coast Super Jock. And, well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? New music, old music. We've got some new stuff for you now. Jonas Brothers, they're brand new. Love Me to Heaven. And after that, Gary Barlow, where he's been back in the studio, and he's got something new out. If there's not a song about it. And that is a cracker, I can tell you. Right, well, without further ado, let's get on with it. Here we go. Here's Jonas Brothers.
Into springtime on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
It's 10:45 and I'm watching us fall apart. Too early to give up, but too late to have a change of heart. I still believe we can, but everything is saying we can't. Are we somewhere in the middle, or waiting for the end to start?
It's just like driving with no hands on the wheel. It's just like loving, but you don't know what to feel. But I still feel there's not a song about it. Solid ground, whoa, and that's not a song.
everything that's coming, just another sleepless night. Looking for the answer every time I close my eyes.
I'm still searching for something that can't be found.
Song about it, that thing inside, nothing describes.
If there's not a way to say it, old love of mine, we've had our time.
Gary Barlow, Colby Kaelin, and there's not a song about it. There's not a song about it. We don't sing right here on this show, and especially with the other presenters all queuing up to get in the studio to present their shows. They've got a bit of a wait, I'm afraid. We got something new from CVC, which is called Bonnie and Clyde. And after that, when did you last hear from Randy Edelman? Oh, the Uptown Uptempered Girl. Yeah, that's what you say. Or Concrete and Clay, which got a brand new ear out. It's called Pat Wants to Know. And if you want to know, well, we'll be playing it very, very shortly. CBC first, Bonnie and Clyde.
Chases
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Stuart Huggy Hughes, the Jurassic Coast Super Jock.
She keeps after him and looks in his eyes, but he's got nothing to say. Pat wants to know what Paul really cares about, but he goes on and looks the other way. She just wants to know what he feels inside, but he's got no time to play. Pat wants to know what Paul really cares about, but he just goes and walks the other way. They go on together and have a life, keeping secrets, though they're man and wife. And she keeps trying, but they both keep on lying, and that's just the way it goes. And she keeps after him, but still he will stray. He cares for her dearly, but keeps her at bay. Pat wants to know what Paul really feels inside, but he just turns and looks the other way. Now years go by quickly, things stay the same. He'll go his way, still she feels to blame. She still wants to know what he really cares about, but he just turns and plays another game. Now trees do tumble and flames can fly, fears won't shake him, though Pat tries and tries. And so two souls drift far, like two distant stars, and that distance grows and grows. She keeps after him day after day. He sometimes gives a nod, but mostly yawns and sways. She still wants to know what he really cares about, but he just goes and looks the other way. Pat wants to know what Paul really cares about, but he's just lost, wrapped up in some other day.
Tell you what, I like that. Randy Edelman, this is brand new. It's called Pat Wants to Know. Is that going to put him back in the charts? You never, never know. Well, each and every week we have two features for you. You know, one of them is a triple play. That'll be up and coming very, very shortly. But the other one is something old, something new. Something where we play you something from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even maybe 2000s. And then we'll play you something new by the same artist. Okay, so today we got something from the 70s. That's got the old brains working a bit, hasn't it? I wonder who it is. That's what you're asking yourself. Well, I can tell you. It's Lieutenant Pigeon. Oh, yes, you remember, don't you? The Mouldy Old Doe.
Yeah, Mouldy Old Doe.
And after that, Lieutenant Pigeon's been back in the studio and got something new out. And it's quite a novelty, really. It's called the Salute the Stars of the Silver Screen. But first of all, we'll take you back to those great years, the 70s, with Lieutenant Pigeon and Mouldy Old Doe.
From the 60s through to the up-to-dateys. It's time for something old, something new on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show. From the 60s through to the up-to-dateys, it's time for something old, something new.
Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, Greta Garbo, Gloria Swanson, James Cagney, and Humphrey Bogart, Valentino, Leslie Howard, Clark Gable, James Mason, Rita Hayworth, Fred Astaire, and Ginger Rogers, Orson Welles. Frank Sinatra, Burt Lancaster, Michael Caine and Betty Davis, Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, Robert Mitchell, Spencer Tracy, Trigger, Rin Tin Tin and Lassie, Jean Harlow, Jack Hawkins, Danny Kaye. Elvis Elvis Presley, Marlon Brando, James C. Mackie Smith, John Crawford, Ronald Coleman, Judy Dench, Tom Cruise, John Mills and Glenda Jackson, Ben Affleck, Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Matt Damon, Emma Thompson, Roger Moore, Edward G. Robinson. There's people there like you and me who hit the dizzy heights of fame with talent that secures their name for generations still to come to watch and hear as time goes by. Salute the stars we love to see on film.
Not forgetting Anthony Perkins as Norman Bates in Psycho.
There you are, I told you. It's something a bit different anyway. Lieutenant Pigeon, something old, something new, the feature today, featured from the 70s, A Mouldy Old Dough. And then the Silver Stars of Silver Screen. My word. I'll tell you, it didn't take long writing that number, did it? But they missed out Cliff, didn't they? There was mention of Elvis there, but I didn't hear Cliff Richard's name mentioned once. Oh dear, oh dear. Anyway, there you go. I hope you like it. It's catchy though, isn't it? I think it's it's going to do well. Especially in the Heritage chart. I can see it getting in there. Definitely. Right, well, there's our first feature. And as for our second feature, you know what it's all about, don't you? Oh, look, they're waving at me out the lobby there. You know what it's all about? It's our triple play. Yeah, we have a triple play. It gives me a chance to go and make myself a quick cuppa and then come back in the studio and hopefully get a sip out of it. So we have three numbers for you. That's why we call it a triple play. We've got the Jam first up with a new, well, it's a remix of an old number from the Jam and the Funeral Pyre. The little bit in the middle today. Now, you remember our Eurovision Song Contest entry a few years ago, Sam Ryder and the Spaceman. Well, he's got a new single out. I'll tell you what, it's pretty good as well. It's called White Lies, so we're going to give that a play. And then the final track in today's triple play comes from Steve Knightley. Who? Steve Knightley. Now, if you're into folk music and you know the Show of Hands, well, you know who we're talking about, don't you? Because Steve Knightley is one half of Show of Hands. And he also records solo albums, solo singles. And he's got a new album out. And from that album, we picked a track for you today. It's called A Song for Wickham. And anybody know where Wickham is? Oh, yes, there we go, you see. Wickham Brew. And talking about a brew, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to leave you with the triple play. Jam, Sam Ryder, Steve Knightley, in that order.
Springtime Triple Play on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
Springtime Triple Play on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
This is the life our story keeps telling me. I'm fed the light so high they don't ever see. That everything is nothing till I'm loving you again.
Springtime Triple Play on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
And the river is rolling. But the church at the crossroads stay the same. From May when the modest men greet the dawn, to the mill where the chairs of peak timbers song. The fates, the china, the strawberry teas, docks under bridges, the leets and lees. Boxing day when the bikes change gear, the pubs in the square, the barrels in the beer.
I will be
in the meadow when the sun sets sail. Bridges and the parks and trails.
I will be
in the heart of the downland hills. I will be where the Meon is rolling still. Just the cow, the chalk and the sea. The Romans walk beneath the old oak trees. Ghostly echo from the halls of Knoll. Some were lost and some made whole. Long summer's evening, the thump of the bass. By autumn's thousands have left no trace. The fairground bands, the chaos, the clatter. Everyone said it's people that matter. So
I will be
in the meadow when the sunset sails. On the bridges and the parks and trails.
I will be
in the heart of the downland hills.
I will be
where the moon is rolling still. I lived to the south, with my face to the sea and my back to the land. And for all these years, those are the two things that have informed my songwriting. And as kids, we would head north across the downland, into the valleys and the woods, with the springs and the flint and the chalk. Everything you would need for the earliest settlements. And so all these years later, I've been asked to write a song about this part of Hampshire, about Wickham. And it's almost like I'm returning home again.
I will be
in the meadow when the sun sets sail.
I will be
on the bridges and the parks and trails.
Do you know where it is?
I will be
in the heart.
It's in Hampshire. It's a little village. It's called Wickham.
The moon is rolling still.
They do a little folk festival as well.
And the river is rolling.
I see Phil Beers there this year. Anyway, there you go, Steve Knightley finishing our triple play. It's called A Song for Wickham. That was a good triple play, wasn't it? I like it. Good one. Goes on and on and on. Hey, keep going there, Steve. Lovely one. Here, we have one of these for Steve. Hey!
You like that?
Anyway, we've still got a little bit more music to get in. Little bit more music. Does that sound... Is that English? they're laughing out in the lobby. Yeah, they'll be pushing their way in here in a minute, I'm sure. Anyway, we have got something old for you. We're going to take you back to the 60s now. Adam Faith. Was it the 60s? This one? It's a long, long time ago anyway. I think it was about 68, 69, something like that. Cheryl's Going Home. And I'm just wondering, because I know Bob Lynn did it, and I've got a Bob Lynn version of it, and I shall have to play that another week. But today I am going to play Adam Faith, his version of Cheryl's Going Home. And then after that... Do you remember the days at the old schoolyard? You do? Oh, well, Cat Stevens. Good. Good day, dear.
The thunder cracks against the night. The dark explodes with the yellow light. The railway sign is flashing bright. The people stare, but I don't care. My flesh is cold against my bone. And Cheryl's going home. Come hear me shouting through the rain. Is there a way to stop the train? I've got some reasons to explain about the way I was today. The whistle moans and I'm alone. And Cheryl's going home. Special down the line. I'm running desperately behind. There's only one thing on
good, the bad, and the huggy. Let Stuart Huggy Hughes make your day.
Cat Stevens, remember the old days at the old schoolyard? Such a long time ago, I can't remember them at all. Anyway, you know what happens when you hear this music, don't you? We're almost at the end of the show for yet another week. That hour flies by. And I hope you've enjoyed some of the music I played you, if not all of the music I played you. And if you have, you join me again. Same time, same place next week, right here. On your favourite community radio station, that is, when we'll do it all again. We're going to let the next presenter in to present their show, and we're going to play out with a couple of numbers, well, certainly one. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, she's got something new out, it's called Relentless Love. And if we get time, you may hear a little bit of Chesney Hawkes. We played something from him last week, didn't we? Well, he's got something new out again. Busy chap. The Ballad of Benny and Alice. I doubt we'll get much of that in, but we'll definitely get Sophie in. Catch you next week. Ciao.
Roller coaster, roll with the tide. My senses overloading as I. last into springtime.
When Benny met Alice in Human Resources, you could see fireworks right from the start. They spoke of the future and kids and divorces, politics and religion, affairs of the heart. He was her rock and her scissors and paper. She was his soulmate and his confidant. Then he said, let's run away to Jamaica. Alice said, if only I could, then I would, but I can't. It's more complicated. It's more complicated than that. He is trying hard to understand, but he is just a sinner.